Hi, Trey.
Good to have you back, Jake. Episode five.
Hey, good to have you back too, man.
Yes. Wait, no, this is my podcast. Good to have you back.
It's great to have you on as a guest for the Do Less Guests, God Bless podcast, whatever this is called.
So funny.
I'm just going to fight this whole episode.
Yeah, this is the Do Less God Bless podcast with, we have another special guest. Jake's back for the fifth straight episode. I think we're going to keep him on.
Yeah, okay. I was going to say, do you self-check out when you go to places like Walmart, Target, whatever?
Yeah, always. Big fan.
Yeah, I like it too. However, recently I had the just notion, what a just direct slap in the face to like a Walmart employee. Just like, hey, remember how we trained you to do this job for like several weeks? We found out anyone could just walk in off the street and do it.
Yeah.
Really fast.
You know they went through like a 6-week training. I was like, yeah, actually, you know what? Yeah, literally anyone can do this, so we're just gonna,
people been talking, it's not that hard. Yeah, we're gonna just have them do it.
Yeah,
and now we have to pay less of you.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Oh, I feel bad for them, genuinely.
I do too.
They're just watching a machine do their job,
and it's like so many jobs are turned into machines or do it yourself.
Yeah,
now with YouTube, I mean, I could borderline build a house on YouTube.
Dude, have you seen that YouTube channel, what is it called? Doesn't matter, they don't need the subscribers, they got plenty.
Yeah,
it's these guys who will just build like immaculate like moats around a castle with like sticks and stones. Looks like they're in Africa.
I think they're, they look like Mayans that have time traveled or something.
Yeah, I mean, they look like legitimate like aborigine people.
Yeah.
But they found YouTube.
They found YouTube.
It's sweet. I think they're actually in Australia, but it does look like they're very like primal people.
Right.
It's sweet.
Makes you think. Primal people grab YouTube, they're millionaires.
Oh, seriously, every video has like millions of views.
It's unreal.
I don't know if it's monetized or if they know what's going on, but
it's kind of like the have you heard there's like virtual doctors now? You just like call in or do a FaceTime, like, yeah, this hurts, and they just like give it to you.
That's what I plan on doing. I'm pretty nervous for when I turn 50 to do a prostate exam, so I'm just gonna
and
do it myself.
That's a whole other self-checkout. You know what I mean?
Dang. Though, 3 minutes that's in.
That's gonna be nerve-wracking.
Another self-checkout.
I've heard the disaster, though, is the pre-colonoscopy prep, where you have to drink, like, synthetic oil to just flush out your insides.
Go to Jiffy Lube. Yeah. All right, what are we working with? Synthetic? Conventional?
Mm. Yeah, my doc's more of a synthetic vibe, so flush me out.
Yeah, I'm looking to get pretty irrigated. Mm. Are you speaking do you understand what I'm saying?
We got that here.
Yeah.
We got that.
I'd be
your
okay.
Oil changed.
Yeah. Do you change your own oil?
No, I go to the doctor for that. I don't change my own oil. Do you?
No, I wouldn't have assumed you had.
That's pretentious.
But I know that's what your dad does.
That's what my dad does. So,
so that's why I asked.
That was always a great plug. Just bring your car. We'll change your oil. I'm like, great. And I remember when I reached the age where I was like cut off, I brought it in. He's like, okay, we'll give it to you for like wholesale price. I was like, what?
Wholesale?
The heck? So shout out to that. But yeah,
what is the wholesale on labor? What does that even mean?
I don't know. Well, that's not the word he used, probably. Oh, I don't know. I don't know things. So, it's fine.
It's like I can do a pretty good job with my hands, or I can do a decent job. Which one do you want to pay for?
Yeah, yeah. What if the jobs like? What? There, I feel like there's other jobs where they've just put it on us. Like, no, you just do it now. Like, what trickery that something they used to hire everyone to check us out, and now. Like, actually, you're just going to do that.
Wouldn't it be fun if you did it?
Yeah.
It's like we're playing house or something. You can play Walmart employee.
Oh, okay.
That'd be fun. Cool.
Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah. There's got to be other things that we
Target
do.
Target has the self-checkout camera.
What do they do? It's got one of those weird Snapchat filters on it that makes me look uglier than I am.
Yeah, I'd love to see like the data of when those cameras came to be and like their beauty product sales. Yeah. If you just look at that, you're like, I forgot something. Surely. Who is that staring back at me?
Yeah. Or just, a self-esteem graph after leaving Target.
There's got to be strategy to that. Because it sends you back the, like, asymmetrical part of you. Like, what you don't see.
It's like the reverse. What you're not used to.
I explained this to Katie recently. Because whenever you see maybe your selfie, that switches it on you. But that's what everyone else sees.
Yeah.
You have only seen the mirrored part of you. That you're used to. You know what I mean? Do you ever see,
yeah,
like, the
true.
Target selfie cam, you see the opposite of you? And you're like, ah! But that's what everyone else sees.
Yeah. But I've also just seen a normal picture of me, and that looks normal.
Oh, I look good. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I look dynamite.
Yeah. We look so average. Like, but so above average.
I mean, you could easily catfish people because you're so average looking, Jake. Yeah. God.
You'd be perfect.
Oh, my gosh.
Just enough where someone was like, I'll give it a try.
Right in that sweet spot. We're like,
believable.
Metabolism is slowing down, but still okay.
Yeah. I'll never forget this comment. I don't know if this sat with me. I just thought it was so funny. Years ago, a girl tagged like her friend. She's like, he's cute in a way that's not too much where it's annoying, but it's just right.
I'll take that.
Yeah, I took that. But I was just like, that's interesting. Being so hot it's annoying sounds pretty cool, but
I wouldn't hate
that's
it.
Fine.
Would not hate being annoyingly hot.
Yeah, that is a thing. When you see man or woman, I pride myself on my ability as a straight man to also identify when another guy's hot.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be like, yeah. Katie, you got to see this guy.
Yeah.
She's like, why are you doing this? Stop. I was like, I mean, come on.
He's so tan.
His eyes are so, they're the color of the sky.
Yeah. That is cool. I'm a sucker for that guy
I
or girl.
I want to skydive in his eyes.
Tan skin, blue eyes.
No
it's
parachute.
Beautiful contrast. Mm.
And I want to end up in the forest of his back muscles.
That works for me. Yeah. Shiver me timbers.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm able to detect that. And woman or man, you see him walking down the street and you're like, they've got about 6 months before their apartment shopping in LA. They're,
yeah.
You know, when it's just that attractive, they're got. Imagine being so attractive. You're like, I got to move across the country.
The people
That's
in Los
thing that happens.
Angeles need to see this.
Yeah.
They need to see this forest and this pool.
Isn't that a bizarre thing that happens though? If you're just so hot, you've got to just move to the coast.
It does seem like
that's
it.
What people
like,
do.
It's even weird to me now. Like I see a really attractive person around here. I'm like, why aren't you in Los Angeles? Do you know? Do you know? You're not supposed to be here.
Oh.
You're like a goose here in the wintertime. You're supposed
to fly
south.
Woman.
You're supposed to like be migrating.
Yeah. You should migration. Have been out of here. You're way behind.
You hit puberty a long time ago. You should have been gone.
So that's why I really appreciate. I'm exaggerating, but I remember I went back to Oklahoma, born and raised, live Oklahoma. And my manager is LA based, born and raised in LA. So he's just clueless. And these people you interact with, I know you, LA, the coast, they're clueless on the middle of the country. They think like, I'm like, yeah, I'm from Oklahoma. Like, you have all of your teeth? Wow. And so we went to
cable?
Just like grabbed a drink after like, I think it was there with at a Thunder game, grabbed a drink after some bar. And so there was like attractive people there. My manager's like, wow, Trey, Oklahoma, wow. I'm like, yeah, there's normal people existing here.
Yeah, I don't know what that's like to not assume that there's attractive people in Oklahoma. But that's kind of a bummer to have that view of America.
That happens.
Speaking of, you mentioned seeing a comet earlier. I was looking.
Comet?
Halley's Comet every 70 years. Check it out. No, I don't know if I've seen
comet.
A comet.
Full House. Favorite show. And
nice.
Becky going to prison.
Yeah, that's kind of a downer.
She was my first crush, man.
Why? That's pretty old for a first
crush. I was a bad boy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Okay, that makes sense.
Why?
You're making me rethink this. When I was, she was my first celeb crush, dude. So when I was watching that, she was probably old. How old is she right now, dude? Crap.
Well, either way, she was like an adult when you were seven.
Google this for us. She was not. How old is she right now? Her name is Lori Loughlin. That's how you say it.
Liv Leflof, I think.
Liv Leflof. She's 56, putting her at 29 years older than me.
Okay.
Oh.
So you were seven.
I was.
She was 33. I don't know when you had your crush. What are you talking about?
Math, bro. I was probably 9. She was 38. Yeah, that's pretty weird. I want to take that one back. We're going to edit that one out. No, I'm going to stick to that. But yeah, she's 56 now. And she's, I always knew I was a bad boy. She's a felon.
Huh. Yeah. I mean, I guess my crushes were on like Lizzie McGuire or Hilary Duff, not
sure.
The animated.
Do you watch a lot of that show?
Had a younger sister, so that helped. The Cheetah Girls. Yeah.
She never watched, but I just had a sister.
Yeah, she was blind and deaf, but
so,
I did have a sister and I would put
so
it
that's
on.
That's why I could watch that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was allowed to. Cheetah Girls We're not bad either to look at.
Oh. 'Cause we are sisters. We stand together.
Yeah.
We make up one big family, but we are not the same. They were the first, like,
icons.
Stance on race before it was even. It's just a bunch of ethnic women who are like, we're sisters. Our spots and stripes are different, but we're all cheetahs.
Very woke for their
and
time.
At that age, I cared that they were pretty, and that was really it.
I needed that.
Do you remember the songs? Oh, I remember that song vividly.
I remember, kind of. I don't remember the songs that well. That's not really why I was there.
I don't want to be like Cinderella, sitting there on a gold dusty saddle, waiting for somebody.
So I would say you remember them better than I do.
Well, it's because I had a sister.
Oh, that's right.
It's because I had a sister.
So you were allowed to know the songs.
Yeah, she would just. Now, I. Okay, yeah. That song, man, that song was fire. Oh, I hear the lyrics. I don't want to be like Snow White, waiting for Handsome Prince to come and save me.
Independent
Snow
woman.
White, Handsome Prince kisses her without consent. Snow White canceled. That was Snow White, right?
That sounds right. That sounds about white.
Mm. So, yeah, she had a bunch of dwarf slaves and was getting kissed without her consent. What kind of kids are ever watching this?
I never really thought about it like that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And she had all these animals brainwashed.
Why's it got to be Snow White? Kind of a double, double.
I'll tell you
white.
What I think of Snow White. Snow Yellow. Sickening.
I have not seen Snow. Are there any of those classic Disney movies that you just have never seen? For me, it's Bambi.
Never seen. I don't remember what I watched, to be honest. I'm getting Snow White was she fell asleep and he kissed her and she woke up.
And there was some woman with a big nose who like poisoned an apple. I remember that.
That was Snow White or Sleeping Beauty.
Are those different movies?
I don't know. Maybe was it a sequel, prequel?
Wait, Sleeping Beauty is its own movie?
Sleeping Beauty is its own movie. And I think.
Why does that not seem, but like feel
if,
right?
Like on a Saturday, if I try to like. Kiss Katie awake. Good morning. She'd be like, it's 8:30. Shut up. So I don't really get the vibes of that.
Maybe you're not.
But
being...
also, we only have 5 dwarf slaves.
So it's not really
the full thing.
Yeah. Only you still need like Mopey and Dopey.
Yeah, they're missing.
Yeah.
Dopey is, as you can imagine, he's not doing well.
Yeah, it's a rough time for Dopey.
Just a lot of Dopey.
Snow White. Wow,
it's Lori Loughlin running around.
Really? Oh, yeah. Wait, where were we? Oh, yeah, your first crush, Lori Loughlin. How did we get here? Oh, yeah, I almost said this earlier. We were talking about different stripes, different colors. My crush on the Cheetah Girls, I still remember Aqua and the Cheetah Girls was like the first black girl I ever had a crush on. And that was like a big, like, moment for me and like my progression as a human.
Have you ever seen one in person in old Farmtown, Missouri? Have you ever seen one in person?
I'm sure I had. Yeah, I'm sure I had.
But seriously, was there any in your town?
I mean, Southwest Missouri, just in general, I think Southwest Missouri and like Portland, Oregon are like two of the most like least diverse areas of the country. Oh. And so I don't know if I had seen a black person my age when I was 6 or 7 years old yet. You know, I'd seen like I'd gone to basketball games and baseball games.
You'd watched like some little Bow Wow or something, but
yeah. Or I'd seen like I enjoyed the Black Power Ranger and I was like, that's good enough for me.
Yes.
And I don't support Snow White.
Yeah.
But then I found Aqua and oh.
I
the dam broke and that water was falling.
Yes, dude. I
Aqua.
I always got Lil Romeo and Lil Bow Wow confused.
I don't know if I could name you a single thing about Lil Romeo.
Okay, so Aqua was, there was 4 Cheetah Girls, right? Was Aqua Keeley Williams?
She had a little gap in her teeth. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah, cool.
That is cool.
Yep. Their names were Galleria, Aqua, Dorinda, and Chanel.
That is hot. Holy cow. Dorinda is not a pretty name.
Dorinda.
Wow. Dorinda sounds like a paint can fell down a flight of stairs, and that's like the onomatopoeias that
back,
it made.
Yeah, let's go back to these Disney shows, because they're all running together for me. So you want to hear the plot of Sleeping Beauty?
So that is its own movie.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, I guess.
This king and queen welcome a daughter, the princess Aurora. A holiday is proclaimed to pay homage to the princess. At her christening, Aurora is betrothed to Prince Philip, the son of King Stephen's closest friend, King Hubert. To unite their kingdoms. Okay, is it ringing a bell?
No, I don't think I've seen this movie.
Some of the guests are 3 good fairies. They're all there giving gifts, da da da. And there's a curse placed on the princess. She will grow in grace and beauty, but before the sun sets on her 16th birthday, she will prick her finger on the spindle of a spinning wheel and die. Remember the spindle of the spinning wheel, dude?
I haven't seen this movie.
The king and queen beg the fairies to undo the curse, but the fairy is like, you know, that's not how curses work. I did it and I can't undo it.
Sorry. The good you should have got great fairies. You only have good fairies. Yeah,
just keep her away from like scissors and other pointy objects.
Yeah. We'll check her iron while we're at it. But while we did the finger prick, but that's about all we can do.
Yeah. And it's just kind of a beautiful story about how you can live a powerful life with type 1 diabetes.
That is cool. Two things I like to get to know about people when I meet them or like I take them on dates. It's like your Enneagram number and your diabetes number. It's good. Like I'm Enneagram 3 wing type 2 diabetes.
My LDLs are good. They're high. They're good. But my ADLs, I don't know all the words. And this Philip awakens Aurora with a kiss. So both Snow White and Sleeping Beauty kissing unconscious women. So
it's not for me. You know, it's for some people.
It's cute. They save the day. It's very pretty. And then what's the one with the princess is a frog or something?
Oh, ogre. Shrek. You were close.
Oh, thank you.
And it was only after sunset.
Right. Got it. And then what was I going to say? Oh, the Beauty and the Beast, you know? She's in love with a big...
Talk about a hot guy. Like a Gaston. When he like came to, he was nice.
You know, no, what was who's a smooth criminal?
Michael
not
Jack.
Actual criminal but I was just dude when Urkel went sexy Urkel mode when he went into his machine he's like what's up baby my name's Jamil.
This is something that I am not aware
of. You never watched Family Matters either?
Sexy Urkel?
You never watched Family Matters?
No.
You didn't?
No. I was watching Lizzie McGuire.
Lizzie McGuire
and the Cardinals
CMT.
Games.
Well, I was watching Family Matters. Steve Urkel, are you familiar?
Yeah. Like,
so he
did I do that?
Yeah, he was played by a very normal, handsome actor, and they just put him in the suspenders stuff. And every now and then, there's this thing where he got this machine, and he'd go in there and be like, and he'd pop out just the regular actor. He's like, "What's up, baby?" And
he'd
be all
cool.
The smooth guy, and then the girl who's usually like, "Leave me alone, Steve." She was like, "Oh,
don't leave me alone, Steve. Yeah. Kiss me when I'm asleep later."
You gon' do that.
Did you do that to me? When did Sleeping Beauty come out? Are you still on their Wikipedia page?
I'm happy to look that up. Sleeping Beauty.
I'm just so curious how I missed this.
It'd be fun to watch these classics again. Probably wouldn't, actually. No. But that's what I tried. I was like, dude, Avatar was so epic. I want to watch that again. And I watched 45 minutes. It was like 1959.
Avatar's a little different than Sleeping Beauty.
It was the 16th Disney animated feature film.
Well, they had to have made a new one, right? Or no. Is that the only one that exists? 1959? There's no way.
Yeah. Did they even speak English then?
Did you know that the term boyfriend and girlfriend has only been around like since the 50s? Fun fact for you. I don't know what that...
Same
why
with
that
homosexual.
Made. Interesting.
Yeah. I just that
seems kind of surprising. That's a new word?
Well, not a new word, but it didn't mean what it means now.
You're thinking of gay.
That too.
What, homosexual?
Same with woke. Homosexual used to mean, you know, no one's super rad on this podcast, but 99.9% sure I read this stuff. It's interesting. Homosexual, I think, used to mean just like sexual deviant. And in our culture over time, it was denoted to describe a gay person, not a happy person. They could be happy, but gay in Sleeping Beauty. Okay, here's a list of the Disney animated films. What do you think's number one?
Wait, what is this list? Just the ones they've made?
Right.
At some point
I said
time?
Sleeping Beauty was the 16th one. So what do you think was the first one?
Oh, this is like in chronological order. Okay. I think they started with, Cinderella.
Snow White, dude.
Dang it. Of course.
Cinderella was 1950. This is fascinating. It went Snow White, Pinocchio, Fantasia, The Reluctant Dragon.
That one didn't make it to the 90s.
That one was a... Cialis sponsored that one.
Yeah, nice.
Dumbo, Bambi. Wow, these are classics, man. They just came out with all these heaters. Everyone loves these movies.
Yeah, they did a good job back in the day.
They did. And then that's like the Disney Channel original movies too. You're like, fire, 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 fire. And then it was like, this girl is not only a high school senior, but a Wiccan and a... Nobel Peace Prize winning
And scored the winning goal in the hockey match. Yeah, she could do it all.
I'm really confused.
Dude, speaking of Disney, isn't it crazy that like just how well they've done as a company? Like they made children's movies and now I can ride a ride. Like what if like hey, we should go down to, I don't know, Jacksonville and go to 20th Century Fox and ride the rides. You'd be like, what? A movie studio is trying to get me to ride their rides? I've
seen so many of these. They're fantastic. Onward was the most recent one. Have you seen that?
Wait, what are you talking about?
This is the most recent Disney animated movie.
Oh, did you hear what I said?
I did.
Okay. I just think it's crazy that a movie studio made an amusement park, right?
Yes. It's just, yeah, merchandise. I mean, everything you could ever think of.
Yeah.
It's so big. The Frozen 2. So Frozen's in this list. Incredibles 1 and 2. Wreck-It Ralph. Moana. Cars 1, 2, 3.
Who's your favorite Incredible?
That's just the immediate family, right? I love Let's go immediate Syndrome. Family. I love Syndrome.
That's not immediate family.
I know, but he was great. Dash.
Yeah, I love Dash too. Something about like raw speed. Yeah. That's why I love Tyreek Hill so much.
Mm. What superpower would you pick if it was the Incredibles? Would it be ultimate strength? What the mom is, she can like
get stretchier pants.
She knows where everything's at in the house at all times.
Yeah, she.
mom.
I've said that before. Yeah, if I could have any superpower, it would be like choosing the right size lid on the first try. Yeah. Luckily, now you don't have to. Corona, they just give it to you.
Right.
But like gas stations, I was so bad at that. Like, all right, I got this size drink. I got these four lids.
I gotta call my mom.
I don't know which one it is. I need help. I think the girl, what's her name? Victoria? Violet? Vicky. Something with a V.
Yeah.
Venus.
Venus.
She's got it made.
Viagra.
Like, dad is strong. Cool. I can work towards getting strong. Mm-hmm. But force field / slightly invisible for a little bit, that's so much better than all the other ones.
Because the mom was stretchy.
Stretchy arms.
Stretchy arms, yeah. Which I'm kind of married. Katie's like 5'11".
She's kind of already there.
She knows where everything's out in the house, and her arm span might be 9 feet.
Yeah.
So like I kind of lucked out there. I don't really have the strength or the speed, but like you said, you can work on the strength.
Yeah, I can get there. I can stop a train. If I just worked out,
right.
I could stop a train.
Right.
I can never be invisible.
But yeah, I might have to watch some of these. These are fun. I won't though. Dude, the Christmas Carol came up. I don't know if this, I feel like this happens more and more every year. I'm looking ahead to Christmas, man.
Why?
I love August. Christmas. You don't like Christmas?
No.
You don't like Christmas. All right.
Oh.
Ebenezer.
I guess that makes me Scrooge. Yeah. I
love it.
I am very much enjoying the summer. I'm outdoors every day. I don't have to think about what I wear. It's t-shirt and shorts every day of the week. I love it.
Right. I was with a couple guys recently that they just wear like jeans and like a jean jacket all the time. I was like, respect that. I mean, it's 92 out. But they were kind of saying, I mean, we're indoors. Isn't it funny how based on what it's like outside, I wear something different inside. My inside is the same temperature.
Now we're talking. It is weird.
Right? I'm like, December's here, better throw on a hoodie. It's like, I'm still in a climate controlled home.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder, fun game. We just like, I don't know who we do it with, but we take someone and we just put them in a home. We board up the windows. They have no idea like the time or time of day or anything. And we just like say, try to guess based on the clothing we put them in.
But because I'll notice that where my thermostat will be, you know, if it's 70 in the summer, I'm just like, this feels good. But if it's 70 in the winter, I'll be like, brr.
Oh my gosh.
It's interesting. And that reminds me of a study I remember I read this book on sleep. Very fascinating. It made me want to sleep more. Basically, if you don't sleep enough, you die. And
that's not good for me.
Right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You're not a sleep guy? Let me blow your mind.
Not a big sleep guy.
I think I've talked about this on Correct Opinions, but just studies showing like during daylight savings where we lose an hour of sleep, in the general population, heart-related hospital visits or something increased by like 20%.
Wow.
And when we gain an hour, they decrease by like 20%.
That is a cool stat.
That's just wild. And they, but in this book, they did a study. They went into the depths of a cave where there was no light in any capacity and just spent like a week there and just tried to see like, is there something kind of innate, this rhythm we have, or is it simply based on the sun that we like sleep and don't? And they found that we do have like this internal clock that in the night hours, regardless if there's light or not, we just, our body tends towards sleep.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
You ever had jet lag? That'll throw you off.
Dude, I have a great story about jet lag.
Would you like to tell it to me on the podcast? Yeah.
Well, one was my family went to Israel. Family trip, family fun. We're going to Israel. We're going to learn about the Old Testament.
As most families do for fun.
Yes. Intense family, man. But I mean, it was a great trip. But we got there. And, you know, we're over into Asia, right? Did you know they're in Asia?
I had to think about it. Checks out.
I played trivia once and they're like, name countries in Asia or something. I was like, Iraq. They're like, no, that's Middle East.
Middle East,
like,
dude.
Did you just make up a continent? So we were there, you know, crazy flight. And I'm a guy, I can barely sleep in a bed, let alone a plane. I will never sleep a wink on a plane. Just a bad sleeper. So we land, you know, whatever the time was. It's like we landed at 10 a.m. and it was, you know, 1 a.m. at home. And they're just like, try to like power through the day and not go to sleep till the night. So you can kind of like.
Then you'll be really tired. Yeah.
But I haven't slept. I just pulled an all-nighter inadvertently.
Okay.
I'm just like, this is horrible. And I'm like, the second we get to the hotel, I'm going to sleep. Like, no, come on. We got to power through. No. Like, we're going to go step our feet in the Mediterranean while we have the chance. Do you want to do that? I said, no, I don't. I want to dip my toes in this Egyptian cotton. We're closer to Egypt, right?
Oh, it's got to be. Yeah.
Get me in bed.
Less export cost.
But this summer I studied abroad. That wasn't the story. Summer I studied abroad.
Congrats, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, not to brag.
Yeah. But,
I made straight A's over there.
Nice.
Two of them. Nice. And I was there for a month, but it would be a class during the week and then try to go somewhere on the weekend. So we rode a train to Rome. Of course, college vibes. Like, we found an overnight train that was disgusting that cost like €3.
Okay.
So, you know, and it was a deal where each little area had six seats, but there was eight of us. But there was clearly people like low-key living on this train and it was just disgusting.
Okay.
So the eight, you know, people were, we didn't want to split up. I don't know why we did this, but so eight of us crammed in the six. And the time of the train was midnight to 7 a.m.
Oh,
so
long
we're
train.
Sitting upright, crammed in there. Horrible. I don't sleep. We get back and we have like a layover. We have like two more trains. So we don't get back to where we're staying until 4 p.m. I have not slept, miserable, and this is a Sunday night, school the next morning, 9 a.m.
School night.
I'm going to take a nap, and I got to do some things tonight, it'll be fine. So I lay down at 5 p.m., I wake up at 6:30. Ah, that felt better. You know, I'm going to chill here a bit, I'm going to get up, I need to do a little laundry, am I going to run? You know, I'm going to run. The streets of France. Ah.
Oh my gosh.
And my buddies, I'm like, oh, they're still taking a nap, it's all good. They wake up, and they're kind of chilling, walking around, like, dude, it was like maybe eight at this point. Like, are you going to get ready for school? What are you doing? Like, what? Like, what are you talking? Well, we have school in an hour. Like, and I just start going like, whoa, wait, what? And they're like, dude, yeah, it's Monday morning. I was like, you're messing with me. No, it's not. I start to look and I see my phone. It says it. And I just, there's nothing like being that disoriented.
That's
where
awesome.
Where you're 100% convinced it is Sunday at 6 p.m. But you woke up at Monday, 6 a.m. I slept so hard for 13 hours. It felt like an hour. And I was just, I mean, I had to shake it off and be like, I better get in Monday morning mode because I thought it was Sunday night mode. I was chilling.
That's awesome.
It was a bizarre feeling. Yes.
It's so random. And like, yeah, because it doesn't happen very often. Have your world rocked by that.
Oh, it's just like, whoa.
I'd say like the junior varsity version of that, or a very minimal scale of that, is like when you're expecting one drink, like you're like, I thought I ordered sweet tea and then you got root beer. Like, that's different. Oh,
that is
that'll rock your world.
You're like, oh yeah, I need another drink of Sprite. Water.
Oh, whoa.
That's
not tingly. So yeah, that's like the minimal like JV version. But yeah. That like time and space and where you're at within it is confusing.
Yeah. I mean, I think yeah, Snow White, good apple, poison.
I bet that rocked her world a bit.
Yeah.
when I flew to Australia and back, I went over the international dateline. And so in 2019, I had two February 22nds and didn't have a March 6th. And that was kind of crazy to wrap my head around. Like I left Australia on March 5th and landed on March 7th.
Yeah.
And I was like, I guess this is fine. I don't know who to talk to if I disagree.
Yeah, you time traveled.
Yeah. But I was like, I would like to protest. I would like a March 6th.
Yeah, I think you're still a day behind.
I think that's why I'm so sleepy.
Yeah.
It's like I missed a night of sleep. Heart disease.
What if you, we know the seven dwarves, right? Can you name them? Go.
Okay. We have Mopey. Dopey. Grumpy.
There's no Mopey, by the way.
So the one I started with is not a dwarf?
Mopey, Dopey, Gropey. He's been canceled. That's why you don't hear about him as
there
much.
There is Elopey. That's Elopey. The one who wanted to get married soon.
Yeah. Of course.
Croaky. He's dead.
Wee Man.
Who's that?
He's in those the Jack A movies for kids watching.
Oh. I see what you're saying. Because he's short. Dwarf. Yeah. Dude, I don't know the seven dwarves.
The M word, they don't like.
Yeah, little person.
But I made vines with the M word, so that'll probably be my undoing.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. But I think like 8 years ago, it was less of a thing. But now it's dwarf. What if you could have seven dwarfs to help you around, what would you have?
Oh, great question. Laundry dwarf. Wait, what was the question?
I just figured you would have like gone off what their names are, like Cleany, Laundry Dwarf, Mow My Lawn Dwarf. All right.
Brush My Teeth Dwarf.
Brushy.
No, I don't. Detergent-y. I wouldn't have anyone brush my teeth. I do hate doing laundry, though.
What would the seven be? Laundry Dwarf.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, let me give him some fun names. Seems less offensive that way. Okay, Laundy. Trashy.
Okay, what are they?
Foodie.
Oh.
Massagey. But it's appropriate. It's fine. Just right. My back. Just my back.
No Epstein vibes.
Yeah. Shavy. I would definitely have Shavy in there. I hate shaving, dude. Drivey. For the most part, I like driving, but sometimes there's days where I'm like, I could get some work done on this like 2 hour drive. I would have drivey. What was that, like five? I would have, just jokey. Just make me laugh.
I was thinking maybe complimenting.
Yeah. And yeah. Edit.
Looking good.
Affirmy.
Affirmy.
Affirmy would be my seventh one.
Nice. Those are good.
Oh, I did not. That was a lot to think of.
So funny. Drivey.
Drivey would be fun.
Yeah. What was their, they were just like her friends. Oh, Snow White happens upon their house. They notice someone has snuck in because the house has been cleaned again. Snow White.
It's because they had Laundy around.
Yeah. there was eight dwarfs. We don't know about that. She walked in on Laundy, who was cleaning, and she just,
get out of here. Your name isn't cool enough.
You better leave-y. They discover she's sleeping Snow White. This is a sleepy, clean woman.
Her heart's doing well.
She explains what happens. The dwarfs take pity on her, saying, if you keep the house for us and cook, make beds. She was their slave.
Oh.
I take it back.
How the turntables.
And just like that, man, that's life, man. You think I think I can have driving and sleepy? No.
They're
in control, dude.
They tell me to do those things like, hey, go drive your car, moron.
Yeah.
And I say, dang it.
So it was sneezy, bashful, sleepy, happy, grumpy, doc, and dopey.
I was so sure about mopey.
Yeah. Grumpy.
That's too bad.
Sneezy.
Wait, Sneezy's a dwarf? You said that? Yeah.
Sneezy,
seems
man.
Like he got kind
he
of
would
the
not do well in 2020.
Kind of the runt of the litter there. Yeah. Sneezy, that's too bad. How are your allergies doing? You being sneezy?
Oh, the little dude, I love sneezing every now and then.
It's not bad.
Great, but yeah, I've been good. Just taking my Zyzol.
What is that?
It's a nice allergy medicine.
Cool.
It's keeping me right. I have a weird thing where I have like a too much histamine.
Okay.
So every now and then I have to take an antihistamine allergy pill because I start to get itchy and like blotchy and red.
Oh, well, good for you for identifying that.
It's a weird thing. Yeah. I think I found that it started happening in the last couple of years because I've begun to like go to the gym and lift weights. And it says in some people lifting weights can induce like more histamine. And if it's too much, just take an antihistamine and I'm fine.
Great. Zysol.
So yeah, it never happened before because I literally never exerted myself in any way until the last couple of years.
Well, better late than never.
Yeah. How's your allergies?
Oh, they're good. I probably sneeze 3 times a week, which is fine.
Yeah. Are you a 1-2-3 guy? Or are you a single?
I'm a one-off.
I'm a one-off.
Kind of a solo home run kind of guy.
Every now and then there's two. Do you ever do what's called a sun sneeze?
Oh, is that
you like step into the bright sun?
Oh, I was thinking like you go like find your illegitimate son and sneeze on him
every time you see your dad.
Your mom, yeah, exactly.
No, it's when you step into the bright sun, I'll sneeze.
That has not happened to me.
Really?
If it did on a regular basis, I would probably be
my
worried.
My dad would do those. He'd always say, he'd go, "Achoo, sun sneeze," because he'd step in the sun, and that happens to me. But my mom's a doubler; she goes two, and then Katie. She does a weird thing where if she sneezes once, you go, oh no, because she sneezes without ending until she can blow her nose.
Ew. Right? I've never heard of that.
Very obnoxious. So we were like, there was a day we were out on a walk
and she's so funny. We were
10 or 15 minutes away from home and she sneezed and she just goes, oh no. Because I know. And she literally sneezed probably 40 times on the walk back.
Oh,
it's so strange.
That would be exhausting. Once you get past 4 or 5,
like, she's literally sneezing, going, "Oh no!" Until she blows her nose, she's done.
Was it kind of funny, or was it like
the first time she kind of did it? I was around her. She sneezed like, and it's not like choo choo choo. It's like a choo. Maybe 10 seconds go by. A choo, and then after like 4 or 5, I'm like,
stop.
And yeah, so that's an interesting one. Or she'll kind of be stubborn and like sneeze maybe 4 times. I'm like, go. Blow your nose or whatever you need to do to discontinue this. That's a great one. Where you, 2 sneezes, you go, God bless you. 3, you're like, wrap it up. And 4,
figure it out.
I take that back.
Yeah, you're starting to annoy me now. You know what else annoys me about sneezes, actually, is the people who try to like conceal their sneeze too much. Like, I'm a big, like, I'm going to cover my snot, but I'm still going to make, achoo!
It feels it's so big, much better.
But like the, what was that?
Yeah,
sounds like let it out.
Your engine backfired.
It seems dangerous, yeah. To have all this intake. You seem in pain.
A horror story where a guy held it in and he died because like his esophagus ruptured.
See, I didn't even know that was possible, but I had a feeling.
Mine are loud, so I would hold them in, and yeah, it hurts. So I just let them out every time.
Yeah, no thanks. Mm-hmm. Also, something I just remembered from when earlier when I was talking about when I saw Haley's comment. I don't think I ever talked about this, but the Facebook comment that I saw yesterday, just kind of fun. I was looking at the comments of our COVID coma video, and there were multiple comments. I didn't even read that many of them. Multiple comments. One was just like, my husband got in a really bad car crash in February. And so this is like the exact conversation I had to have with him. Someone else is
really?
Like, I was in a coma for the better part of this year. So this is so crazy. Like multiple comments of people being like, I was also in a coma during all of this.
So me right now in a coma right now.
It's like, we weren't trying to be relatable. This was trying to be funny. Everyone's like, oh my gosh, everyone knows somebody who's been in a coma.
Your newest video, everyone in the West Wing Hospital was loving it. All of our coma patients and their loved ones were eating it up. It's like, okay. I was just trying to find a creative way to like describe 2020, but.
Yeah, I just thought it was cool. That's, and just crazy to think about like the sketch that we made, people out there had to do. They had to be like, no, for real. Like this all happened.
This has all happened. That's like with all the 20 together, making 20 videos in August, like asking y'all for ideas. Again, text me your ideas. 405-355-2050. It's funny how some, like I told you, you got a guy, he's like, dude, I'm a janitor. So if you did janitors be like,
it would crush.
Kill me. I'm like, well, that'd be an interesting niche, the janitor community.
Yeah.
It's like, respect, man, but the videos are viral because a lot of people can relate to it. Like we posted coffee drinkers be like, everyone drinks coffee. There's only so many janitors, you know, I can't go out and make,
Best Buy first day of work be like. Like this is specific.
But episode 5 is here. Thanks for coming on back, guys. And we're going to roll the intro music.
Oh, hey, here we go.
This is how deep in episode will we go until we roll these? You know what I'm saying?
We got 30,
30, 39 minutes. So we're going to go ahead and ask our editor to put it in there because I'm feeling to do it. So thanks for coming on back. Episode 5, roll music.
Please just do. Let's God bless you. God Bless Podcast.
Subscribe, rate, and review. Okay,
pitchy, all over the place. All over the place.
I told you I didn't want to do this.
You don't want to do the podcast?
No, the theme song. I don't want to do the theme song. Can we just start?
All right, but now I got to save it. Let's get into the episode.
You should do less.
What?
Great intro, Jake. Thanks for the intro to this episode. Good. We just like to get a little... Give y'all a few jokes before we really... Now that episode has begun.
Now the episode started. And once again, I'd like to say thanks for joining me on the theme song. It was cool to have some of your vocals
you
in
bet,
there.
Man. Yeah. Thanks for guesting again on the podcast. Dude, not to talk about poop again, but it was a prominent story in the past couple of weeks. It's appropriate. But it was one of those deals where... This hasn't happened to me in a long time. I'm really grateful for that. But Katie's parents are in town, so the in-laws were like, go eat. It's chill. I eat nothing like bizarre. I just have like a normal meal. I don't go crazy, right?
Okay.
Sometimes when something drops in that lower third and it feels like the seven dwarfs are having a boxing match in your abdomen.
Yeah, like your final trimester down there.
Yeah, that hit me. And usually if that happens, it's like, well, yeah, I had a double brioche Gaillard cheeseburger and a milkshake.
So this makes sense.
But I just had tacos.
Okay.
And we're there. We grab ice cream and I start to feel it. So I'm like, I'm going to pass on ice cream. And I like ice cream. So I'm like, let me just have a bite of yours. And that bite was like, it's like adding a drop of lighter fluid to like a bonfire. I don't know. It started the whole ordeal. And I was sitting there and I just go, Kenny, because we were like, let's drive around a little bit. We're going to show you the city. I'm like, Katie, I can't speak too many words because I need to put all my energy into my body, but
into my sphincter.
We need to get home.
Okay.
She's like, okay. She's like, let's just go home. So we're driving home and, you know, her parents aren't aware of this, but I'm back there. At one point, I'm like holding her hand like a woman in labor. She's like, okay, you're hurting it. I'm just like, ah. And then we're driving and someone in the neighborhood has a sign out that I think says like all this political stuff on it. That's four sentences. So they're like, what? Okay, what does this say? And they stop and park and read it.
No.
As I'm having a contraction.
Yeah.
I know what contractions are like.
Yeah.
I obviously don't, but I imagine.
How many centimeters?
I was just like, they're down to 3 minutes apart. Oh, we've got to get home. And as I'm having a contraction, a male contraction, they stop and like, what does this sign say? I mean, we're 100 yards from the house.
He's breaching.
Like, I think my water's broke. We need to hurry. And they just stop. And I just look at her like, and she's like giggling, but we get home and I do a, that was one of the first dates too, Kane and I.
Oh, this is a while ago.
No, this was a week ago, but this is a different story. Sorry. It was one of the first time, cause we did long distance. It was like the first time she came to town and we went and I got to hit her an ice cream and I didn't know her. I mean, we're still getting to know each other.
Yeah.
But I mean, I had no choice. I just go, I need you to get in the car and we're racing home right now.
So you're pretty open about that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, it's that or I'm going to be way more open about it as we're cleaning up. Yeah.
You're going to grab a mop.
Yeah. And we're going to get to each other real well. I'm like, we got to go. And she, of course, she's just like laughed. And I parked and sprinted inside. So, and then I sold that house.
Yeah. And then we got rid of the toilet.
So yeah, ladies, contractions are never. I talked to this on Craig's Opinions a little bit. You ever heard of a push present?
Push present. I can take a stab at it, but no, I've never heard of that at all.
Mm-hmm. I guess it's a, now it's a new thing where the husband gifts, or I guess they don't have to be married, but the father gifts the new mom a present for pushing out little Timmy.
Oh.
Yeah. Which is nice, but that's funny. The push present. I like the sound of that.
I guess it puts way more emphasis on like the physical act of pushing than like the miracle of childbirth, I feel like. Right. Rather than like a birthday party, just like, why don't we just celebrate every kid's birthday? It's like, oh, it's my third push day.
Yeah. Yep. I crawled out of there. Yeah. Instead of, I know like this whole like brand new human being is like a gift, but I'm going to also need a new clutch.
So is that what it is? It's just normally like some sort of little gift of, yeah, like,
I've just heard it's a new thing.
That is kind of cool. I mean, I feel like they deserve something.
It's just funny. I was just saying.
Push present.
There's just gifts. There's so many events and gifts and things now. I don't even know how, like, women are, they just think of stuff like that, dude. Like, I don't, it's one of my best friends in the world. I saw this girl post like, happy birthday to you, man. I'm going to text him right now. I think his birthday was like 4 days ago.
Yeah, go ahead and shoot him a text.
We'll say, happy birthday, buddy. So that was like 4 days ago. I mean, I just don't.
He gets it.
Yeah.
The quarantine was good for some of the like the parties and the showers and the things we'd normally have to go to. That was a good several months of like, I haven't had to get anyone a gift for anything.
True.
From like March to July. But now they're starting to ramp up again. I got like a wedding little shower this weekend. Oh, that's
nice. When you, pre-COVID, when you'd go to weddings or get invited to weddings, would you get a gift?
If I remembered to, I would.
Exactly, dude. How many did you... I went to probably 5 or 6 before anyone told me, like, you have to get a gift, you nincompoop. I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I think I'm to the age where I should start doing that every time now. But for a while, I was like, well, I'm videoing this wedding. Well, I'm a groomsman in this wedding. So I'm like, I'm not going to get one. Or I'd be like, I'm 23 years old working in youth ministry. So they know. They know I'm not going to get them a $90 blender.
Nice.
But yeah. Now it's time.
It's time.
Ask me for a blender. I'll get you one.
Yeah. I know. It is kind of. It's just weird. I've had a few fans get me gifts off the registry.
Oh, that
which is.
Which is
like fun slash a little terrifying.
Now they know where you live.
Well, they don't, which is nice.
Oh, okay.
It doesn't give them all that info.
Like the website does that for them.
Like I remember we were going through it like, okay, we got to audit this because we got to write thank you cards. And I've talked about this a lot on the other podcast too. Thank you cards I'm very passionate about because I don't know if you've experienced this. I'm sure you have. You ever gotten a thank you note like 8 months later?
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh, thanks, I guess.
Yeah, you don't mean this.
Yeah.
How many times have you been around someone who's like, oh, I just got to go write all these thank you notes? Like a thank you should be a very voluntary like. If you had me over for dinner and I was like, oh, I got to just give me a second. I got to go in there and like thank Jake for his like time and generosity.
And I should probably do a couple of dishes. Yeah, right.
It's like, OK, you don't mean that.
You don't want to do it.
I wrote thank you notes. We got them out within a month of those we have. We're working on the next batch. And I actually took time because you've gotten thank you notes where they're just like, hey, man, thanks for the blender. Can't wait to make a smoothie. Love you, bye. You're like, what's the point of this? So I made a point to actually write something meaningful.
Wow,
so if you read it, you might be touched or you might get a smile or a laugh.
Goodness.
And I was complimented. I had several people be like, dude, nice thing you wrote. So
so
take that. So I can say this.
Okay, I'll write
what
you
one.
What
was I even talking to? Okay, I'll write you
one. Thank you, no, dude.
I want one. Thanks for having me on as a guest again. what were we talking about? I had a point I was going with all of this. Thank you notes.
We went from the poop story to paying for like wedding showers, like you had to get people gifts.
Thank you notes.
I said, I have a wedding shower this Saturday.
Don't you hate when that happens? It's one of the worst.
I don't know how to help any further than that.
I had a point with us. Oh, well. Speaking of, we had, let's talk some segments. We're going to do some segments.
Let's talk some segments.
We're going to do some segments on this show. Segment number one, it's called Two Guidance.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
Two guys. Giving guidance.
One guidance for you.
Two guidance. Boop. So email us. The email is DLGB. It stands for do this. God bless you. DLGB at TreyKennedy.com. Email us what's going on in your life that you need advice on. Because we're experts on everything.
Oh, I know
so much. That's why I have a podcast.
I know so much.
So anything and everything.
Don't ask me about
what
the dwarfs,
do you need
though.
Advice or guidance on? DLGB at TreyKennedy.com.
We're talking anything. We're talking relationships. Hey, did you go on a first date with a girl who brought her brother along? I've been there. I can walk you through that.
Right.
Have you, any other relationship advice? Your ex-girlfriend is singing the national anthem at the game you're at. Trey's been there.
How do you handle that?
Life advice. I would say domesticating animals. That's kind of Trey's strong suit for me.
Jake's good at it. Did you just see a new people group for the first time at an old age? Jake's been there.
Yeah,
he did not see a Filipino person until maybe a week ago.
No. 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago.
But yeah, it would be fun. DLGB at TreyKennedy.com. Email us just anything and we'll pick through some of the good ones. Could be big or small, whatever you need advice on, and we'll talk about it.
Yep, we will.
And make sure to mention in the email if you would like to be kept anonymous, or if you're like okay with us using your name.
Yeah.
Yada yada yada.
That's a good point.
So that'll be a future segment, but for
today. Dude, I'm so
today,
upset. I had a place I was going with those thank you notes, dude. Isn't that the worst when you have something on the tip of your tongue?
It's especially bad too. I hate it Yeah. Whenever I can't think of a word and I'm on a podcast, so I know 80% of the people listening know the word I'm trying to find and I can't find it. I'm like, this has to be so frustrating for you guys. And I'm so apologetic, but there's nothing I can do about it because I'm only so smart.
Right. That's not your fault.
Thanks.
We have another segment we're going to do. Just the do less moment of the week. Okay. Why you doing so much? Right. Anyone heard my songs on Spotify?
It's unplugged.
I know, because it wasn't working.
Oh.
Just listen to it. What do you got for us?
So mine's going to be kind of random. I don't know if it was supposed to be a human person, but my do less moment of the week, why you doing so much, goes to the SportsCenter Instagram account. I don't know why this frustrates me so much, but like...
I have thoughts.
Do you? Okay, yeah, good. I was afraid I might be on my own in this one. But like, I think I'm not up to date with hockey, but I think hockey playoffs are here. MLB baseball is back. NBA playoffs are here. We've been without sports for like 5 months and now they're back and they're still posting. Like I commented 30 minutes before we started this podcast episode. They posted a picture or a video of Gronkowski fishing for a shark. And I commented, the NBA playoffs are here. You don't have to post this. Like you're posting all sorts of stuff. Like they'll post like, this guy's got the craziest laugh. Or yesterday they posted Dwayne The Rock Johnson eating a steak. Look how much he can eat.
Yeah.
You're SportsCenter.
Yeah.
What are you? You turned into a meme page. It frustrates me.
Yeah. It's like it's a page that isn't in that world trying to be in that world. And they're still like.
Yeah.
It just feels, that's not SportsCenter's brand, so it feels cheesy.
It takes away from their brand.
Yeah, it does.
Why are you doing so much? Dame Lillard is having one of the most phenomenal streaks of any basketball player ever right now.
Yeah,
I've post another, about that a lot.
I have another take on that Instagram page, a little bit of a hot take. It's the only probably big account anywhere on social media that oftentimes completely disregards what their audience actually wants. they'll post, for instance, I love female sports and I pay attention to them, but you can tell there's times where they post too much about female sports, because if you look at the comment sections of like WNBA posts,
it's brutal.
I mean, it's a nightmare.
Oh yeah, my gosh, brutal.
So they'll just like, I'm like, clearly your following doesn't want to see this. I think there's somebody said for like, you should post about it every now and then because we should probably be propping up women's sports, but they post about it a lot and the comments are just like, please stop.
Yeah.
It's and same with, and all the comments on the
like Zion or LeBron post. They're always like, Zion enough
again,
with this guy.
LeBron again, the weird meme post. Yeah. I don't want to hear about Gronkowski and his girlfriend anymore. You know, it's just, that's a good one. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. I just feel like they're trying too hard. They're doing too much. Just give us sports.
Yep.
That's all I want.
Mine is no one believes that I wear a t-shirt in the size of extra large.
Okay.
I think.
Wait, so who's doing too much in this situation?
All of you except
me. Okay, got it.
Which is kind of how I always feel. I'm just kidding. I because some places online say I'm like 5'7", which I don't care about, but I guess I look like a small man. And it just, when I tell like someone's like, we want to gift you something. Or I had the shoot in Milwaukee and they were like, here's wardrobe. You said your shirt was XL. Are you sure? Yeah, it's my body.
Yeah.
This is, look at me.
Look at him,
this
guys.
This is XL.
Look at him.
It fits, right? Look at the seams. They match my shoulders. Like, do you know Jeff Wittick?
Yeah.
If you don't know him, he's a big YouTuber stuff. He's great. He's hilarious. And he's very hot.
Yeah, he's good.
Very muscular and stuff. But I remember we were working with the same brand at Coachella a few years ago, and they're handing out shirts. They're like, what shirt size? And he goes large, and I say extra large. And everyone's like, he's large or extra large?
Let me guess, you have extra histamines too? Okay, dude. Okay.
Like, give me. But I guess people don't, like it's a shoulder thing. So I think it's just deceptive. Because he's definitely more muscular than me, but like, I think I'm just bigger this way and people don't realize it.
Yeah.
But of course, I understand why it doesn't make sense to you, but like, it's like, imagine going to, I don't know, the doctor. I'm like, what's wrong? I'm like, my throat hurts. Like, no, it's your knee.
You don't seem like your throat hurts.
But you're not my body.
You're not inside of me. That's not until I turn 50.
Yeah.
Then you do that. Okay.
We can talk then, but right now.
I'm inside of me.
I need some dopey. Yeah.
Give me a little dopey. So I feel less.
So that's, and to this day, whenever I get any kind of shirt, I'm working with a brand or like someone wants to show love and like send me their product. More than half the time, the shirt, I will say XL, it'll show up as a large or medium.
They just don't believe
and
you.
And then I put on the large and almost every time it doesn't fit.
The seams.
It's too tight. And there's nothing. I'm going to keep going. Okay. Why are you doing so much? Dudes wearing little bitty clothes.
Okay.
Have you seen this? It's kind of a new trend where they're wearing shorts that are tight and short and shirts that are tight and small. Do less.
My thing. Really
seen this? And they roll the sleeves.
Dude. Yeah. I've seen this in tandem with the, like, I'll just call it what it is, purse.
Mm.
Or like the, it's like, oh, a set, like a crossbody
bag, dude.
I like
the fanny pack that they just wrap around their shoulders.
I saw a guy at a coffee shop the other day get out of his car, go in his back seat and put the like crossbody satchel on, came inside and like when it's time to pay, like got his credit card out of his little satchel bag, paid for it. And then when he sat down, he like took it off. And it was just like, so like
you just want to wear it so bad.
Annoyed me. I feel like on TikTok, you're seeing more and more like high school hype beast, like dancing in these like crossbody. I don't know why that annoys me. I can't put my finger on it, but I'm just like, I don't think it's like a hyper masculine thing. Like, boys shouldn't wear purses. I think it's just like,
it just looks ridiculous.
It's just not practical.
Yeah, it looks like you're carrying like a magazine of bullets for some reason. Yeah. It's weird. Or like guys, you know, sunglass guy?
No.
They just always like, park at a coffee shop. I have 10 feet to walk into a shop. And they'll make it point to like sunglasses while rocking in, take them off when you're inside.
Oh yeah, just I don't do that. Car. Yeah, I thought you meant like a TikTok account. Like, oh, do you follow Sunglass Guy? I haven't heard about him.
He's actually pretty sick.
I'm surprised SportsCenter hasn't posted about him.
His future is bright. It's too bright.
Nice. Yeah, I have a hard enough time remembering my mask. I don't have time to like think about the sunglasses or my crossbody satchel, my CBS, or anything else. Yeah, I just a wallet works great, pockets work great. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yep. Was there a hype BC thing you can remember like when you were in high school or middle school or something? Just like the thing that kids do. Like I remember
Hollister.
My age, remember the Nike Elite socks?
Oh, that was a little past my time.
Yeah, it was like kind of cool to wear those for whatever reason. And then I remember cargos were really popular, but then by the end of high school, they weren't. So you had to go get some like non-cargos. It was weird.
There was this one summer at summer camp when I was working. So, you know, I was probably 22 and I'm at a middle school camp and it was only one term of kids. You know, every 2 weeks you get like a new batch.
Yeah.
And there was just one term of kids where like the trend was they would all like swim in their socks and their Nike Elites.
Oh,
it was just like a 2 week trend. All the counselors were like, what's going on? Yeah,
this is sick.
Like we've been at camp all summer. So maybe we missed something. But then like the next term of kids like didn't wear their socks in the pool.
Yeah.
It was just one term where that everyone swam with socks.
Like James Harden accidentally made a video where he forgot to take his socks off at the pool or something.
No, like, dang.
Dude, that's a flex.
When I get to camp, oh, we got to have our elites in the pool.
Yeah, shocks were big when I was in middle school.
Ooh, shocks were big.
I've debated just bringing out a pair of shocks, right? Because it'd be no one to wear those. And then tank tops were big when I was like a senior. And we had.
I was going to say.
Me and my buddies were like, it's Tank Tuesday, and every Tuesday we wear a tank.
Nice.
Which, sorry.
I know, it's kind of a bummer looking back, but I loved tanks back in the day.
I know. They were like kind of cool and trendy, but yeah, now I think they're ridiculous. If you're mid to late 20s wearing a tank, this isn't. Is your name Keegan?
It does seem like his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were cool for like two summers, though.
They were.
Like 2011, 2012, big they tank
were.
Season.
They were.
But now it's over.
Yeah.
And also, I don't know anything about fashion, so I'm kind of nervous to even say a word about it. When you said the seams thing, you probably, if you're watching on YouTube, you probably saw, I was like, looking at my seams, like, where's
a good look at your, what is that, a large? At?
It's a large. I recently decided to go up again. People believe me.
Yeah. Right? Is that weird? If you're large, it feels like I'd be XL.
Yeah.
It's believable. I don't get it, dude. I don't get it. Yeah, that's a good look at your shirt.
What about, okay.
That's a new batch of shirts, right?
You it's said a new batch. New I started buying some new shirts.
Do I remember
shirts.
The day I was like, I was literally not trying to roast you, but you had on those shorts that I remember. It's that certain material stuff that I remember wearing in like fifth grade. They were on sale then, literally 10 years ago. And I wasn't roasting. I was just like, dude, how long have you had those? Like, I remember that material because I had several pairs of those when I was like 12.
And you were immediately like, dude, it's laundry day. I don't know. I need to get some new clothes. I was like, no, I'm actually not making fun of you. I was just curious. You're like, I know. I need to buy some new clothes.
No, it's time.
And then now you're in a new shirt. It's so time. I want to apologize for coming at you inadvertently.
I needed to.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's just, dude, with the, I feel very honored when I have, because most dudes are clueless when it comes to dressing.
Me.
And it's great even if you know it. Like I've enjoyed some dudes come to me, or like some girls will come to me, like, how do I like dress my guy?
Oh,
but I think it's just all because I used to be too into it and I'd try to do too much, right? I'd like buy a zebra print shirt or something. It was very embarrassing.
That seems awesome.
It's just finding your jam, you know. I'm just a plain tee guy.
Yeah,
I'll throw a little pizzazz on the feet.
See, that's right. That's my next step.
I wear black jeans in the non-summer. I wear black jeans every day.
Yeah,
I have two or three pair, rotate them.
Yeah,
it's just a uniform, and then I'll go t-shirt, flannel, t-shirt, hoodie, the pair of J's. That's it. Just gotta find your flow, man.
I think I'm finding it on top and bottom, but the shoes still need some work. Yeah. We got some holes in this one.
That one, which yeah, I don't know.
You can't see it on the podcast. It's fine.
Yeah, you're not a shoe guy at all.
I'll get there. Yeah, I'm really not a. You know, I'm just not a material possessions guy. Oh, you know, you know me. You drive a Toyota Camry. It's fine.
Yeah.
Here's a fun game we could play. What's gonna last longer, my Toyota Camry or COVID-19? I feel like they're both like
they're
maybe
right
dying soon.
They're right there.
They could both last another year.
That's
maybe
true. They're both made in China.
Nice.
They're both
except yeah,
kind of close enough. They're made in Asia, not the continent of Middle East.
I got so 200
both made in Asia.
220,000 miles on the Camry. Probably 220,000 something
you've
with
taken
COVID.
You've taken that Camry to a lot of places.
Yeah,
like COVID.
Yeah, so it'll be a kind of fun race.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I don't. My only things, my only vices, I guess you could call them, are shoes and fancy meals.
Yeah,
that's it. Other than that, like we were like watching a show or something. Katie's like, "Ooh, we need to go to Australia one day." Because you're a big travel guy.
Yeah,
dude. I don't know what this says about me, but I could never leave the U.S. again. I think I'd be like, yeah, I don't really care.
We are so different.
I just don't. I don't. I know that I'm in the minority and that's weird, but I just don't. I really don't care. I'm going to because Kitty wants to and like everyone else in my life wants to. And that's a normal thing. But I don't know. I'd get just like I'm going to Branson this weekend.
Now we're talking.
With a group of friends. I'm literally I went to like a trip. I don't know. I think of some friends we went to. Mexico or something. That's as far as I've been with like friends or family. Went to Israel or something. I'm literally just as pumped to just like spend a weekend in Branson with a friend.
Which is great that you've identified that.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's some people who would like try and convince themselves like, no, I am excited to go to Egypt.
Yeah.
No, this is going to be great. And you're like, no, I know that I won't.
Yeah.
Like get that excited about it.
My dad's all about adventure trips. A very dad thing to do. He's like, next up, Yellowstone. We're going to do hiking in this.
I'm
like, don't want to. He's like, well, we are. I'm like, okay, I'll be there. I just don't want to. But then at the end, I'm always like, that was pretty fun.
I was going to say, if you want to send me as your proxy, I'll go with your dad.
I get excited. Like, I'm going to Park City, Utah for Labor Day trip with some friends. I'm excited about that. I've grown to love more. Definitely as like a hyperactive kid, I never want to do like the, let's just kind of go out and look at the scenery.
Oh,
like, I just want to like be engaged in video games or like a sport or something. But now as like more of a working individual and like we have more responsibilities, at least a few, I can appreciate like I'm going to go in the middle of nowhere, Utah, and kind of chill and enjoy the scenery. I can appreciate that now.
Yeah, we're still kind of different, though. I love to get out of town, but I can't sit still even like I got to. I'm going to Yosemite for Labor Day. Hit me up if you're going to be there. I don't know why I said that. But yeah like I'll want to like hike and move around and. Relax.
Yeah. That's why my big thing is like, I want to, at some point I'd love to get like a house on a lake or something. I'd love to just like keep going to that and just like do water sports and stuff.
Yeah.
But then Katie's like, well, I'd rather just like go somewhere new every time. Like, well, we're going to fight about this probably. So
that's
save that for later.
Why don't you just do separate vacations? You go to lake and then she can and meet some like sweaty, hot guy in Mykonos.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
They are. They're hairy over there.
Yeah.
I think I got some Greek in me.
Yeah, because his wide shoulders built like
wide
a cruise ship.
Built,
It keeps getting wider as you go up.
Greasy, hairy, wide. Yeah.
Greasy. Mykonos. Pun. Nice.
That's what we'll do with. So email us, dlgb@treykennedy.com for your submissions to To Guidance.
To Guidance.
Your advice. Or anything you want us to throw on the Do Less, Why You Doing So Much segment. Or anything in the world else.
Yeah.
Praise, criticisms. And also, if you want a bonus podcast episode every week from us too, that comes out every Thursday, go to treykennedy.com/DLG, which stands for Do Less Guest. You have to be a part of a fun, small community where you get a bonus podcast. We're friends. I know you. You know me. And a portion of those proceeds go to charity. It's a lot of fun. You can go to, you can join my private Instagram. It's a whole thing. Plug over. Any final thoughts, Jake?
Wanted to say to everyone, thanks again for all the amazing 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts. Read them all. They help. They're awesome. One quick note, though, because I saw one review about it and a few comments. There were a couple people coming after us for maybe mainly me for the lazy eye comment.
Oh, yeah.
People
you're a jerk,
think
dude.
I was making fun of someone with a physical disability. I would never. It was a joke based on the terminology of lazy.
Your episode 6 will be a solo. Your guesting is coming in.
You know what I'm saying? They were like, why would you make fun of people with a disability?
I know. It's kind of like, wait, what happened? There was a thing where I think I made a comment about breastfeeding. And we said we're a breastfeeding positive podcast. A
PBP.
And we never made fun of the actual thing. Like, I'm alive because of breasts.
Yeah, it was just on a sidewalk at a pickleball court.
A girl was behind a chain link fence, so we said she looked like ASPCA. Anyways.
Yeah. If you have a lazy eye.
We're all just having fun.
That's fine.
Shout out to the dwarves. Have you ever met a dwarf?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have a friend who was on. No, the guy we know who was on Little People, Big World. He's not a dwarf, you know.
His whole family is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had kind of an acquaintance that was a dwarf in college. I don't know. It's just kind of cool.
Yeah, I think it's
so interesting.
Yeah, I'm scared to say anything else now. God, the lazy eye again.
You're in timeout.
No. get it. It's funny.
Shout out to everyone. We love you all. Thanks for listening. Episode 5, moving right along. Thanks for listening. Hope you had a good time. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you Friday.
Bye, guys.
God bless.
See ya.